Welcome to Daily Plunge. We are in the prophecy of Hosea, chapter 4, verses 10 through 19. The Lord continues his accusation against his holy people for going astray and living for this life. He says, you eat, but you're never full. You're still hungry. You fornicate, but you're not fertile. You're still horny. You know, your desire for wickedness is not satisfied. It only grows more. And you're both drinking down old wine, new wine, sweet wine, whatever wine it is, it's just taking away your perception of what's reality. And so in verse 12, he says, you know, you're consulting a wooden idol. You're listening to a wooden diviner's stick. Because you're desperate for answers and your harlotry, your idolatry is leading you astray. You have dumped the Lord, the Lord of life, who is the source of answers, and are prostituting yourselves. And so it says, verse 13, how they're sacrificing on mountaintops, hilltops, you know, running to idols. What is the high points in our society where we are making sacrifices to make ourselves look good, to make ourselves look righteous in the eyes of this world? And then he talks about how your daughters and daughter-in-laws have been turned to prostitution and adultery. And think of, he says, your daughters are not chaste because they've been given over to carnal lust, to worldly sexuality. And think about what is the great exclamation of the earthly temple these days? It's free love. And he says, I'm not going to punish the women. I'm going to punish the men. I'm going to punish the Johns, the whoremongers who devalued the chastity of the women, devalued the women themselves, and made them think that they're just to be used in this way. And isn't that so much the way our society is? And he goes on, in verse 15, he says, Israel, you know, you're off in this adulterous path, but don't also teach Judah, the smaller Jewish nation, to do the same. Basically, it's saying, don't be grooming Judah to be led astray as well. In verse 16, he says, you Israelites are stubborn. And, you know, how then can the Lord bring you into a place of pasture, a place of comfort and grazing, you know, like sheep in the meadow, because you're stubborn. You won't listen to the Lord. And then he says, Ephraim is joined to idols. You can just write them off. Now, Ephraim was the largest, one of the largest tribe of the northern kingdom, and it was the most powerful. And yet, they will give themselves over to the Assyrian Empire and become a vassal state. And so the Lord said, you can just write them off. They're gone because they're looking for something else, some other power to save them. And verse 18, these drunkards indulge in their lust. They're prostituting themselves to false gods so that the very wind of their idolatry will sweep them forward. You know, both clergy and people alike are bastardizing the word of God, not listening to it, and not worshiping God because they're trying to make it fit their idolatry. They're trying to make the word and worship of God fit their idolatry. Well, thanks, friends. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us today for the Daily Plunge. We hope you hear the Lord speaking into your life. We invite you to subscribe so you can receive this plunge into the word daily. If you found inspiration from this daily devotional, why not share it with someone you know? It is available in video on Facebook and YouTube and in audio format on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. If you want to help support this ministry, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a short 5-star review. Finally, we invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at St. John's Lutheran outside Fort Wayne, Indiana. Check out our website at sjlt.org. May the Lord bless you this day.